Just 5 days from now, President Bush will give his State of the Union address, outlining his priorities for the coming year. All this month, the country's governors are outlining their priorities in their State of the State addresses. And like last year, one issue is dominating these speeches, the budget. States struggled last year with shortfalls that ran into the billions. This year, the outlook is a little bit better, but the states aren't out of the woods yet, not by any means. Two views now from two governors from different parts of the country, one Republican, one Democrat. We'll hear from Arizona's Janet Napolitano in just a moment. First, Sonny Perdue, Georgia's first-term GOP governor.
Well, the state of the state is solid. It's strong and getting stronger. Our fiscal situation is improving. We've had very flat revenues for the last 3 years, but we've had five consecutive months of revenue growth, and we think we're making consistent improvement.
So is your glass half full, it sounds?
That's the way I look at it. I think Georgia's glass is always more than half full.
Your State of the State address calls for $1 billion in new debt. That's quite extraordinary, and also a bit curious, since you said your predecessor, Governor Roy Barnes, had mortgaged away the state's future by running up debt. How is what you're doing different?
Well, that's interesting you would bring that up. I was critical of our previous administration for using debt instead of the cash that we had in those late years. At a time when you don't have much cash, as it is now, it's appropriate with low interest rates and a great credit rating, AAA, that Georgia would invest in its future as we did in the early 90s when Governor Miller was governor.
You know, there are a lot of economists that are worried that Americans, individuals, are taking on too much debt, tapping into equity to position themselves for the future. Is the state doing much the same thing? And should economists, what do you say to those economists who wring their hands about this?
Frankly, I agree with those economists from a personal debt level. Georgia's balance sheet is in great shape, and what we're doing is managing. We are utilizing debt in an appropriate way to invest in Georgia, to stimulate the economy. While we don't have a lot of cash to expend this year, and we're tightening our belts there, with interest rates where they are, it's very appropriate to utilize debt resources to fund the things that we need in Georgia.
Now, in a letter to fellow Georgians, the people of the state, you wrote, quote, "Last year we cut the fat. This year we have to cut some muscle and some bone." Who is it most important to protect, and who is most likely to feel the pinch?
Well, our priorities in Georgia are our children, growing jobs and economic recovery, and living within our means. And those are simply our priorities. I believe those are the priority of Georgia.
Governor Perdue, you got a standing ovation last night when you promised not to raise taxes. But with the spending cuts you're imposing, particularly those in education, some confront you with the charge that you're passing the buck here, that you won't raise taxes, but local jurisdictions will have no choice but to raise taxes, particularly property taxes.
What we're doing in Georgia at the state level is living within our means. I trust that local property taxpayers across the state with their local elected officials will impress upon them the same things that they've impressed upon me, is that they expect us to do more with less, and that local elected officials who raise taxes will have to answer to their citizens just as I do. I don't think this is a tax shift. We're doing more with less, and I would believe local officials would be do well to do the same.
Governor Perdue, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Republican Sonny Perdue, governor of Georgia. Democrat Janet Napolitano is in her first term as governor of Arizona. Her state's fiscal situation is much improved over last year, but the budget is $310 million in the red. She wants to make up the difference with bond issues and assorted financing schemes. She's also proposed millions of dollars in new spending, mostly on education.
I'm proposing a multifaceted investment in Arizona children, improving the quality of child care in our state, increasing the amount of child care subsidy we can provide to working parents, combining with a five-year phase-in of voluntary all-day kindergarten for our students. Currently, all-day kindergarten is not uniformly available throughout our state, combined with a focus on increasing literacy in our early grades, and that means looking at our certification process and increasing the number of master teachers we have in our schools.
You also focused on higher education, but one thing that I didn't see, and I was a bit surprised by that, is a focus on the dropouts in the state, since the dropout rate, particularly for Hispanic students, is somewhere around 40%. How do you hope to build a workforce in the state if so many students are dropping out of school?
Well, it's a combination of things. One is, by putting master teachers in the classrooms, that is really designed to help us with dropout. But in the long run, the most systemic and effective way to reduce dropout or to keep kids in school is to make sure they get attached to school early. That's why we have to take not only do some things in the short term for the students currently in school, but really look at the long-term future of our state.
Your education and early childhood proposals, how much will all this cost?
Well, it is difficult to say because it's difficult to predict, but in the early stages, in the first year, we are looking at, for just the kindergarten part, putting in a little over $25 million.
Now, Republican lawmakers, you know, they're going to be looking for specifics, and many of them in the state say they're worried about taking on new spending programs and initiatives when the state faces another shortfall. Might it not be prudent to take a more conservative approach to expanding
state
programs?
Well, this is a conservative approach, and what would be wrong would be to be recklessly pessimistic and not to invest. We really will not build our economy unless we build the next generation. We don't need to do what we did in the 90s, which is do nothing. We need to do something.
Governor, I'd like to ask you about immigration, if I could.
Sure.
Arizona, of course, shares a very large and long border with Mexico. What's your opinion of President Bush's proposed immigration reforms?
I am very pleased that the president is reengaging in the debate on immigration because it's such a federal issue. For us in Arizona, the current immigration law is unworkable as a matter of law enforcement, as a matter of economics, and has had a terrible humanitarian cost in terms of literally finding hundreds of people who have died of thirst in the desert trying to cross, when in effect, if we had some sort of temporary worker program, they could cross safely and through the ports of entry. I can't comment more specifically on the president's plan because his plan doesn't really have specifics, but just in terms of the notion of let us now begin to rethink our immigration policy, and is it working, and how can it be made better, I'm delighted to see it.
Governor, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Arizona Governor Janet Napolitano. We also spoke earlier with Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue.